from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Overnight, Taliban suicide raid on a major military base in northern Afghanistan left at least 135 dead, most of them soldiers in the deadliest attack on Afghan forces. Attack on the highly secure Afghan military facility has refueled criticism of the government's security measures and its policy in tackling the resurgent Taliban. Afghan security forces have suffered massive casualties since U.S.-led foreign troops, combat troops, left Afghanistan in 2014. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull have urged China to do more to pressure North Korea to drop its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile program. After meeting today in Sydney, Mr. Pence spoke to reporters.
We're encouraged by the steps that China has taken thus far. That being said, we also wanted to make it clear that all options are on the table and that the United States is prepared to work with our allies to ensure the security of our allies in the region and ensure the security of the people of the United States of America.
Prime Minister Turnbull said China has the opportunity and responsibility to use its economic leverage to force North Korea to comply. Meantime, there are reports of new activity of North Korea's missile test site. French prosecutor says a handwritten note praising Islamic State militants was found near the body of a gunman suspected of fatally shooting a police officer in Paris and wounding two others. François Hollande also spoke of the gunman's car, saying weapons had been found as well as a copy of the Quran. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis has visited Israel on his Middle East tour, there to discuss regional security. Israeli leaders were eager to praise the Trump team for their tough approach towards Syria and Iran. Here's Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I think this is a welcome change, a strategic change of American leadership and American policy.
Mattis stressed the need to defeat Islamic State and confront Iranian activities, which he said continue to threaten Israel and its neighbors with ballistic missiles.
I think it's important that we remind ourselves that if good people don't band together, then bad people can do a lot of damage in this world. And we're committed to stopping that and doing whatever it takes to pass on peace and freedom to the next generation.
Israeli leaders applauded the recent U.S. missile strike against a Syrian military airfield for the Assad government's use of chemical weapons on civilians. Russia's main domestic intelligence agency, the FSB, says an assailant killed an employee of the agency and a civilian in eastern Russia. The U.S.-based intelligence group site says the Islamic State claim responsibility for that attack. Attacks on Russian law enforcement officials are rare outside the volatile North Caucasus region. Son of a Russian lawmaker was sentenced by a U.S. federal court to 27 years in prison after being convicted of cyber assault on American businesses. Roman Seleznev was found guilty of perpetrating a scheme that prosecutors said involved hacking into the point-of-sale computers to steal credit card numbers, cost U.S. companies $169 million in losses. Annette Hayes is the U.S. attorney for the district where the sentencing took place.
Mr. Seleznev is someone who tried to take carding to the next level and who engaged in conduct that was meant to make getting stolen credit cards as easy as getting online and buying a book from Amazon.
Prosecutors said from October of 2009 to October of 2013, Seleznev stole credit card numbers of more than 500 U.S. businesses, transferring the data to a number of servers in places including Russia, and then eventually sold the information to criminals. The global flow of remittances declined in 2016 for the second year in a row, potentially reducing access to health care, according to the World Bank, as well as education and food for millions of families in developing nations. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.